The nation's second gentleman was in central Wisconsin over the weekend. It was part of a push by Democrats to get voters involved. It's Monday, July 29th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a new statue of a Wisconsin civil rights leader was unveiled at the state capitol. A look at the Democratic primary race in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. And from reporter Robert DeAndrea, we hear from the University of Wisconsin graduates competing in rowing at the Paris Olympics. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff visited central Wisconsin on Saturday as part of a Get Out the Vote push for Democrats. As Rob Mensah reports, he told Hmong voters they could decide the 2024 presidential election.
Emhoff spoke at the Hmong Wausau Festival. His appearance on behalf of his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was part of a Democratic weekend of action seeking to capitalize on enthusiasm for Harris's candidacy. Emhoff told attendees that the outcome of the election could be up to them.
We also know that this community right here could decide the election in this state, which could decide the election, the entire election. So you have the power right here in this Hmong community.
There are about 58,000 Hmong people in Wisconsin. The state's 2020 presidential election was decided by about 21,000 votes. In a statement, Republicans said Wisconsinites will reject the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. Rob Mensah, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A statue of the late iconic civil rights leader Val Phillips was unveiled on the grounds of the Wisconsin State Capitol on Saturday. It is the first monument honoring a Black leader to go up on the Capitol grounds. Phillips was the first Black person to win statewide office. She was also the first woman and first Black person elected to the Milwaukee Common Council in the 1950s. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he got to know Phillips before her death in 2018.
She is the definition of never giving up, of fighting for what you believe is right.
The statue is over 9 feet tall and includes a quote from her that says, "What have you done today that's good?" Three Democrats in western Wisconsin are vying for a chance to face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden in November's election. As Hope Kerwin reports, the candidates are talking about how they hope to win over voters from outside their own party.
Each candidate in the Democratic primary is making their own appeal to voters in the 3rd Congressional District. That includes independent and moderate voters who will be key to winning the swing district in the fall. Eau Claire business owner Rebecca Cook has emphasized her working class background. She grew up on a dairy farm and works as a waitress while she campaigns.
You know, I think it's really important for everyday people to step off the sidelines to represent us.
State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point has highlighted her bipartisan record in the assembly over the last decade.
I'm the only candidate in this race who has won an election, who has served in public office, and who's passed a bill into law.
Eau Claire IT professional Eric Wilson says his experience working in healthcare and the housing industry has given him the background needed to take on the district's most pressing issues. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two robotic devices are collecting litter on beaches and in the waterways of Milwaukee. The technology collects waste the naked eye might miss. Milwaukee Riverkeeper is the organization in charge of operating the robots. Staff say the devices will keep beaches clean and spread awareness about plastic pollution. Chris Giddens operates the robots at cleanups. He says he regularly finds cigar butts, bottle caps, food wrappers, and small bits of glass.
It's stuff that you don't see if you're looking just across the beach. You might think it's clean, but once you start digging through even just a few inches of sand, quite a bit ends up showing up.
The technology is part of a broader environmental cleanup effort in the Great Lakes region. About 80% of litter found on Great Lakes beaches is plastics. The hope is that changes in policy, infrastructure, and consumer habits will ultimately alleviate plastic pollution. Coming up, the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris is underway. Athletes from all over the world are competing, and a few of them are former Wisconsin Badgers. We'll hear from four women who started their rowing careers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison who are now vying for gold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Four women who started their rowing careers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are going for gold at the Paris Olympics. As Robert DeAndrea reports, Lauren O'Connor, Sophia Vitas, Maddie Wanamaker, and Grace Joyce carry on a long tradition for the Badgers.
Lauren O'Connor says there's an old joke about rowing. It's the only sport to have roots as a form of corporal punishment.
Like, you could go to prison or you could row on the boats that were taking people like across the ocean and like doing this really, really hard labor.
But O'Connor has chosen to devote her life to this hard labor, and it has gotten her all the way to Paris, where she will be among the latest in a long line of Badgers in Olympic rowing. There has been at least one man or woman rower from UW-Madison in every Olympics since 1968. Like O'Connor, Maddie Wanamaker was a walk-on for the rowing team.
I didn't start rowing and think, oh, I'm going to the Olympics. Heck yes.
Wanamaker says she thought she would make some friends and stay physically active in her first year at Madison.
More and more, I kind of, it sounds cliche, but fell in love with it and loved being on the water and working together with other people.
She's now a two-time Olympian, having competed in Tokyo in 2020. She also won gold at the 2023 World Rowing Cup 2 in Italy.
The USA, who's going to beat there? Madeline Wanamaker from Wisconsin. How many oarswomen come from Wisconsin? Loads of them.
The USA in bronze, but are they at risk? We see them gritting their teeth here, Wanamaker and Collins.
Look at the speed they're moving. Look at the cohesion of the USA crew.
To take the gold, it will be the USA.
Despite the highs that come with international competition, the athletes pay a steep cost. Rowing is hard on the body, mostly from repetitive movements and overuse. Sophie Vitas was anticipating making the team in Tokyo, but an injury deferred those plans.
So I fractured my rib about, I think, four times now, maybe five. It's very common. It's an overuse injury. Yeah, very painful.
Wanamaker has had two surgeries from rowing injuries. One came from a vascular issue that her family feared was a tumor. A bigger scare came last winter.
I had to have surgery to have my first rib removed because I had thoracic outlet syndrome.
That's a compression of nerves and blood vessels in the area between the neck and shoulder.
I had a big blood clot and woke up one morning with a purple and blue arm.
Wanamaker was aided by a surgeon and an experienced physical therapist. She was back rowing within 10 weeks in the World Rowing Championships in Belgrade, Serbia. She placed fourth in the women's four.
The Romanians sitting in the bronze medal position at the moment. USA and Australia out of it.
For U.S. rowers, there isn't a lot of financial reward. They often live with host families and get by on meager stipends from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Vitas says she considered leaving the sport in the past.
I can't afford to feed myself. Living with host families, bouncing around those were stressful. So I came very close to quitting around 2018 because I simply couldn't afford the lifestyle.
Vitas says the stipends have increased some in recent years, and she said she also has a part-time job. UW-Madison recently announced that Vitas will be a graduate assistant coach for rowing. Janet Wanamaker is Maddie's mother. She and her husband met on the UW-Madison rowing team. She says the program attracts future Olympians not because it's nationally ranked, but because it encourages Wisconsin athletes to have big dreams.
These athletes walk past a trophy case with Olympians' pictures, and they know that, like, other people from small towns have been Olympians from this program. And I think they just believe, like, well, why not me? Why can't I do it too?
As for Maddie Wanamaker, she's just focused on Paris.
Goal is a gold medal.
Women's rowing events are ongoing in Paris through August 3rd. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is talking with Wisconsin's athletes competing in this week's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. To meet more of the competitors, head to WPR.org/Olympics. And that's today's podcast for this Monday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menster and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. Take care. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.